Everybody. Wait. I think everything's working. I should sound more confident.
If we could get the text of confirmation from one of our handful of loyal listeners.
Very loyal from our tech crew. Hey guys, welcome to a new episode of License to Chill. It's been way too long.
A little unintentional hiatus in there.
Yeah, but we did it so you would miss us and then want to listen more.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
So I guess you probably don't remember, but you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I am Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth.
And yeah, we're back. I got a text from my mom. Yes!
Let's go.
Let's go.
I truly don't understand why people are so confused in here all the time.
Yeah. I don't know, dog.
Oh, Aunt Donna confirmed as well.
Yay.
Lovely.
I kind of feel like
Are we just like above and
we're above
beyond?
all.
I think so.
Well, I think that like a lot of people haven't had a lot of sh like we've had so many shows that
That is
we,
true.
you know, like it's like a lot of people are still new.
I'll give them the benefit of the
You
doubt.
know? I remember our first
Yeah.
show, we were so nervous.
That is true. I think it's funny how nervous we actually were.
We were so. I remember, like, I like have like a vivid memory of like talking and like, not like shaking, but like stumbling over my words almost because I was so nervous.
Yeah. Ah, look at how far we've come.
Aww. Damn.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, so much has happened in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I don't even know
it's
where to
kind of
start.
hard. It was freaking fall break was the last time.
No, we skip fall break
Yeah, but like
because,
that's what we
yeah.
would have to like update them on.
Oh my gosh, guys.
I don't even remember fall break.
Pick one highlight.
A fall break. I haven't even seen you since fall break. Have I?
Have we? No, I don't think you have
See, we
because
get
I
dinner
need you to
plans.
update me on like
What
what happened
happened
over
fall
fall
break?
break.
Did I tell you about fall break? We had a
No.
frisbee
No,
tournament.
because I stopped by your birthday party very briefly.
Oh my God, my birthday
But I
party?
didn't stay because I had a regatta
And I
next
didn't see.
day.
Wow, okay, fall break. We had a frisbee tournament. I think we had a frisbee tournament. It was a Halloween tournament. I dyed my hair pink and I was Lava Girl. Even though I'd never seen that movie before. But it worked. It worked. It was so much fun, I think. Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. And then we played True American. Which is this game that played the show New Girl?
Oh, I have watched a few episodes of New Girl.
Yeah, and so that was really cool. It's a lot of fun. It looks like a lot of fun in the show, and it wasn't as much fun in real life, but it was still a good time. It was like still a good day.
Okay.
And then we also had our own tournament amongst the team, which was a drunk versus high. And so
Can
that
we tell the
was
people
fun.
that? Is that legal?
I mean, those aren't bad words.
True. Okay.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was actually like a lot of fun. I was like, this is just gonna be like weird and silly. But it was like a lot of fun. I was just like really drunk on a field.
Oh, is it like frisbee?
Yeah, we're playing frisbee, playing frisbee.
Oh,
Yeah,
whoa.
like playing frisbee.
That sounds like a hazard.
Yeah, but it was a good time.
Okay,
Just like
okay.
running around. It was pretty cool. Yeah, I feel like fall break, hanging out. I feel like those are like the three main things.
Cool.
Yeah, my birthday party was pretty cool. I was like a little sick. And then, you know, when you're like, I don't know, I kind of had like an acid reflux thing, so I was like, argh. But otherwise, it was a great time. I was kind of like being like anthropologist view, and I was looking around, and I was like, wow, like, all these people are here because of me. Ha ha ha.
Look at how you've gathered the
Yeah, it was
crowds.
kind of cool. I had my WGRH party, which
Nice.
was pretty. It was fun. It was weird having a party in your house. Like, I like bumping. I like, you know, I'm at this place and I go see someone else, but I was like, I have to stay here the whole time. Oh my God! Oh my God! I haven't seen you in a long time. So I had this party at my house and I was like, kind of trying to make sure all these people were like having a good time but also being okay. So then finally at like 1:30, I was like, oh, I'm going to go to see what Frisbee's doing. And I go outside, and then I see people in the backyard of, like, the Monroe houses where, like, the cycling team lives. And I went over, and I saw them, and I was like, hi, what's going on? Like, we're having a party in my house if you want to come. And they're like, oh, yeah, like, we were just talking. I saw someone on the Frisbee team, and I was like, oh, hey, like, what's going on? And then I befriended the cycling team.
What?
I know, it was Snapchat.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I have an inside source to the cycling team, and I'm not friends with the cycling team.
I know.
Whoa.
I know.
Look at you go.
It was insane.
Good for you.
And I felt pretty cool.
You should. I feel like that's cool.
But yeah.
Except we talked a lot of trash on the cycling team this weekend, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because...
I thought we liked the cycling team.
Well, we do. It was like fun, like make like fun trash. Yeah. But because two of the girls at Boston, they one of their friends dated one of the cycling team members, and then they broke up.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, so tea. I got some inside tea from the juniors on the team.
Interesting.
Wow.
Should we
play some tunes?
I was like trying to do a recap, but then I got a little excited. I mean, it's freaking like 3 weeks. There's a lot to say. Okay, I have a song. So
you have a song.
I have a song. So Remy Wolf, my favorite, came out with a new album on Friday. This song is not exactly from her new album, but it's really good, and it also has Beck in it, so I feel like my parents will appreciate it.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to cue it up in a second. I just need to put it on the thing so you know what song it is. But, yeah, I'm excited. We kind of had a last minute. So usually we create a playlist beforehand, but I feel like this weekend for both of us was just freaking wild.
It wasn't going to happen this weekend.
So it was not going to happen. But, yeah. All right. Here we go. Let's do some songs, and we'll see you later. Okay. You make sure I'm level like a pile of laundry.
baby, just passing through.
Hey guys, we are back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. So, you just heard Sauce, the Beck remix by Remy Wolf and Beck. That was my pick. I love Remy Wolf. She's so, like, I don't think there's, like, that many artists where every song by them I like. Like, usually you're like, oh, okay. Like, Red Hot Chili Peppers have a lot of music, and some of them is a little much... Like, wow. We're going to her concert.
We are. Are we going to Philadelphia or New York? I don't remember.
We're going to Philadelphia.
Nice. In February.
It's kind of cool.
I'm excited.
The venue is really nice. Like, it's not intimidatingly large. It's, like, a cool place, too.
I have to listen to some more of her music before we go.
Yeah. It'll be so fun.
I can get my act together.
Well, I think you have time.
I'll study over winter break. Yeah, and then the second song was Cold Heart, the PNAW remix. So, it's Elton John's Rocket Man, remixed by Dua Lipa, and then remixed again by PNAW.
Yeah.
So,
it was kind of wild.
So, yeah, Dua Lipa and Elton John did this collab, and then a bunch of separate bands, like, remixed the collab. And I thought it was very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what? It's not Rocket Man. Or is it Rocket Man?
I don't know.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Which one am I?
I don't know. Rocket Man.
No, just kidding. It's definitely not.
I don't really know. Like, I know who Elton John is.
Oh, maybe it's just Long, Long Time.
But I don't know. Like, I can't, like, listen.
Oh, it is Rocket Man.
Rocket Man.
It is Rocket Man.
Wait, sing Rocket Man. What's Rocket Man? What's, like, the chorus of Rocket Man?
But, and it's a Rocket Man.
Rocket Man, yeah, oh.
Okay.
Yes.
I was right, it is Rocket Man.
Yes, and it's all like, it's like intense.
Did you see the movie Rocket Man?
No, I didn't.
You should, it's really good.
I feel like I have all these movies where I'm like, yeah, I have to watch that. And then I sit down and watch a movie and I'm like, there's no movies, all movies are bad.
Did you ever watch Bohemian Rhapsody?
No, that's the one that I was just thinking about that. I really want to see it.
I like them both, but if I had to pick a favorite, I would pick Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Over Rocket Man.
I want to watch Bohemian. I mean, I feel like I know Queen better.
I think our generation, like, just more Queen songs are more popular with our generation than Elton John songs are. But, like, there's still, like, I still recognize most of the Elton John songs, but that might just be because I worked at the gym for so long and I played music for the old people.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, the Dua Lipa remix. I know Dua Lipa's, like, really popular. We don't usually play a lot of, like, really popular people on here.
It was pretty cool. But we had two remixes back-to-back, those two remixes.
Whoa.
So, kind of cool.
Whoa.
I think that was... I kind of gave the people my updates. We had a Lehigh tournament this weekend. It was really cool. We hung out with the Lehigh Frisbee team, which was also really cool. And now I'm here with a lot of homework due. And then I'm going out tonight, which is a great idea with all the homework that I have.
That is why I turned down your invitation. Your generous invitation.
I understand. I understand. But that's okay.
It's okay, you know? So my update is not nearly as exciting as Hannah's, because since fall break, my life has been all about crew.
Yeah, but it's really cool.
Yeah, well, we did a lot of seat racing over fall break, the week after fall break, and then Sherry left with an injury.
No.
So then we put Abby in at the last second.
Oh my god.
But Abby's amazing. She stepped up to the plate. We had a regatta last weekend in New Jersey. We raced a bunch of New York City schools. We won the Varsity 4 and the Varsity 8, which
That's
was
awesome.
Exciting. The men did really well, too. They won the Varsity 4 and the Varsity 8. And then last weekend, I went to Boston for the Head of the Charles Regatta.
That's insane.
Which is the largest regatta in the world. It's as big as the Olympics. There's over 10,000 athletes. And we got 5th out of 32 crews in the Collegiate 4.
That's insane.
So, yes, we were very, very excited. And it was an incredible weekend.
Aww.
But yeah, it was so much fun. Almost everyone's parents were there. Aww. Shout out to my parents. They drove all the way up to Boston.
Yay.
Just to see me race for about 30 seconds. But
yeah. Oh, it was really only 30 seconds?
Well, the race was 20 minutes. It takes us about 20 minutes to do a 5K. But, you know, you pick one spot to stand.
Yeah.
And you row by and then you wait and look at the results later. But I think they had a good time.
Wow, wait. 5K, 3 miles.
Yes.
That's far.
Yeah.
Wait. So is this the same as, like, running 3 miles or more like biking 3 miles? Or, like, in between?
Well, I don't really know what the times are for running and biking, but it took us 19 minutes and 40 seconds to row 5K.
Wow, I feel like that's, like, running.
I mean, so, like, our coach biked along the shoreline
Aww.
As we raced to, like, yell at us.
Wait, really?
Yeah. So, like, and Rick. He can keep up on his bike. Yeah, Rick.
So it's probably more like running. I feel like that's, like, a fast running pace. That's, like, fast.
Yeah, the men did it in 17 minutes.
Wow.
So, yeah. But it was insane. I've never seen anything like it before in my life, and I probably never will see anything like it again. It was insane.
That's so cool that you could totally, like, go back and watch.
Yeah, there were a lot of alumni there. A lot of people came back to watch.
Like, from Luff?
Yeah. Yeah, a couple people are in the Boston area.
Aww.
So they came and watched and cheered us on.
That's so cool.
But, you know, you go under all these bridges, and the bridges are just packed with spectators, and they're all screaming. And
that's so cool.
Yeah, it was very exciting. And, you know, I lost to a couple of Olympians. I'll take it. I can lose to an Olympian.
That's insane.
But, yeah. University of Calgary, I don't know what you're doing with a 28-year-old Olympian on your team, but...
Yeah.
I won't question it. They can take their gold and be happy with it.
That's ridiculous.
I know. But it's fine. They did look like absolute beasts, like, at the start line. Like, these women rode by, and they're just, like, huge.
Damn.
Like, they're actually huge.
That's so cool.
But, yeah, that's my update. And now we still have a few regattas left, so my life is still all about crew.
Wow. Wait, you said there's two left?
There's two left. We have Head of the Schuylkill this coming weekend, which is another, like, pretty big one. But we don't usually do too well at Head of the Schuylkill. Just because, like, we race the Ivies, and we never do well against the Ivies.
So you didn't race all the Ivies in this race?
No, the Ivies were in the championship four, and we were in the collegiate four. But at Schuylkill, there's no division. So we're in the championship four at Schuylkill.
Wow.
But we're excited to see how we stack up. We think it'll be fun. And we're going to do the 8 again as well, which is exciting. We're going to race the Club 8. So
that's fun.
Yeah. Anywho.
You want to play some tunes?
Let's play some tunes.
No, I like the updates, but tunes.
Yeah.
Tunes.
Yeah.
Tune time 2. Okay. Here we go.
From this hibernation, I am drifting fast from this gray concentration, and I can't wait for sun and sea for that perfect photo of you and me. And the waves on my skin, they'll push me so hard. That diamond sea, you'll finish reading and follow me. And this is our beach, our piece of paradise. I should have been here for my whole life. And the waves on my skin, they'll push me so hard and pull me back in. the tropics, and I was made for tropics, and I know I was made for tropics, and I was made for tropics, and I was made for the waves. The waves on your skin, they'll push you so hard and pull you back in, and that sun, that sun on your face, you're breaking a smile when I'm changing the pace.
I was just telling a story and I left off at like a...
This is such a cliffhanger.
A cliffhanger. I feel so bad.
Oh, boy.
I feel so bad.
Oh, boy.
That was Tropics by my man, Manta Ray Bryan. And Roll With The Punches by Mickey. Yeah,
so Tropics was my choice. So every show so far this season has had a Manta Ray Bryan song. This is the last one, I promise. These are my top three. But they're all from the same album. I really like it. It's just such a good vibe. Like, it sounds tropical. You know, it's got the
good vibe.
Like, the bongos, marimba, whatever it is. Can't go wrong.
We were talking, so I did not hear that much of it, but I think I liked it.
What's not to like?
It was pretty chill. It was pretty chill.
That's all I have to say about Manta Ray Bryan.
Oh, my song.
Your song.
Roll with the Punches by Mickey. I think we've played a couple of songs by them before. And recently I've been, like, kind of looking for new music. So I think I started listening to this album. It's kind of cool. It was a cool album cover. And I found this song. I liked it. I was telling a story, but I thought that this song was pretty cool.
I do admit I was not listening too closely.
But I hope that you were.
I hope, yeah.
Which is the main part, which is listening. The most important thing.
Well, I feel like, so I add these to my master playlist, and then I really enjoy listening to the master playlist, like, just when I'm, like, in lab or driving or whatever, they're, like, my go-to. So I always end up listening to all these songs and like, knowing them really well.
We will hear them again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a possibilities playlist, and I always think about how I don't listen to it that much. I don't know why. I guess because I like finding new music, maybe. But I realized that it's basically just this playlist from the past 4 years of, like, songs I like.
Do you never remove songs from your possibilities playlist?
No, I never remove songs.
Whoa.
I just kind of am like, I don't think we've played this one yet.
I'm a little too organized. I have my possibilities playlist, and then once I add it to the Master License to Chill playlist, I remove it from the possibilities playlist. But I got Carrie hooked on the master playlist.
I know.
Yeah, it's what she listens to in lab now, too.
I guess I haven't told the people this story, but Carrie was here over the summer. We hung out with her, and we were in the car, and we're, like, listening to music, and I was like, wow, like, this is some really good music. And then Carrie's like, I had, like, recently met Carrie, too. Like, I wasn't even that really close with her, and she's like, Hannah, like, you have a radio show, right? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, this is your playlist. I was like, oh, that's why this music is great.
Yeah, so Carrie and I work together in lab, and we like to play music in lab, just, you know, 8-hour days over the summer.
You might as well
have some music on in lab. And so I played the License to Chill master playlist, and Carrie was hooked. So, yeah, my Spotify hours are going to be through the roof this year.
Damn.
Because it's my account that's logged in on the computer in lab.
Oh my god.
So whenever anyone's listening to music in lab, it's on that's so funny. Spotify. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Wow.
Yep. Here's a story for the people.
Yes.
So ITA Gen Chem.
Oh my god, I forgot about this.
And I graded their notebooks, but right before the show.
Okay.
And I am shocked at how little effort people put in to their work.
Are you serious?
This is why I could never, like, go into academia. I can't imagine devoting my life to teaching kids that don't care.
Yeah, is it because Gen Chem is a class that people who are not necessarily interested in chemistry take? Like, it's kind of just necessary for a lot of majors?
Like, maybe, but I think it's the principle. Like, why do you spend time taking a class, even if it's not for your major, and then just not put effort into it? Like, I say the same things every week. I say, pay attention to your sig figs. Label your calculations. Make sure your graphs have axi titles. And they never do it. I just don't know if they just don't listen to me when I talk, or if they just choose not to do it. I don't know. And then it takes me so much longer to grade their notebooks when I have to mark everything wrong. Like, good work is so much easier to grade than bad work. And so I just spent 3 hours grading their notebooks.
So do you think it's like, wow.
You know, they were extra bad because this is the week that I wasn't allowed to help them.
Oh.
Like, the last few weeks, if I look at their notebooks and I see something is wrong, I'll point it out.
Yeah.
And I'll say, hey, double check this. Or, hey, look at that. But this week, I wasn't allowed to say anything about the notebooks. Like, they should know enough by now to make it through the notebooks by themselves. And basically, all that this week's notebooks have taught me is that no one listened to a thing I have said the last 7 weeks.
Well, Wait, it's really like small things like Axis titles and like.
Yeah.
Like stuff that like I know.
Yeah, or like sig figs. Like pay attention to the sig figs in your calculations. Or when you're writing your procedure, you have to say like what molarity, like what concentration of acid or base you use.
I'm so glad I don't have to take chem anymore.
It's like it's not that hard. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. If anyone not... like if like they even have a checklist that they can consult.
Are you serious?
Yes. And I every week I say, guys, like make sure you double check the checklist before you turn in your notebook.
Wait, that's ridiculous.
And no one does. And now they all got 75%.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Did anyone do well?
One girl.
No way.
One girl. Her name is Priscilla. Shout out to Priscilla.
Shout out to Priscilla.
Priscilla follows directions. But see, she doesn't make up for all of the slackers in her class. Like,
wait, really? Everyone got a 75?
Not everyone, but it was a range from like 70 to 80. So the average was 75.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah.
But yeah.
Wait.
And then I feel like they all dislike me when I return their notebooks with 75s on them. Even though it's their fault?
No.
Anyway, that's my rant about Gen Chem.
Oh, my heart.
Because that's what I was doing before the show.
Wait, and that's annoying.
Yeah. But it reaffirmed my decision not to go into academia.
Wow. My decision's been reaffirmed, too.
Really?
Well, it was never, like, I never had a, I never thought about it, but just affirmed, I guess.
I just affirmed it for you?
Confirmed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, should we play some tunes?
Play some tunes.
I love this next
one. Aw,
yay. I'm obsessed with it.
Okay, let's play it.
Oh, whatever's on your mind, you can put it on me. Anything you want, darling, no, it's okay. I'll carry your weight, baby, baby, all day. Together we'll make the perfect cure for heartache. So tell me if you're in or looking for a friend. Cause I'm ready to swim, darling, if you promise one thing, to love me in the morning.
Hey guys, we're back.
Welcome back.
Wow. Is it actually, did we just hear lightning?
Oh my god, we're gonna get poured on.
Damn, this is a great time.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have to sprint back to my apartment.
Okay, it says it's supposed to be raining a lot right now, but then it's kind of dying down in the next hour.
But we're gonna leave here in 15 minutes.
That's fine. Meh. Meh. Okay, that
was... My phone still thinks I am in Boston. I don't know why my GPS is so confused.
You're like, I wish I was in Boston.
Take me back to Boston.
Take me back. That was Milk and Coffee by NoMB.
Oh my god. Wait, sorry. Oh.
Did you hear that?
Can you guys hear
the
that
people
over
at
the
home?
Microphone?
Yo. That was a crack. That was intense.
A crack of lightning, a.k.a. thunder. Wow, well, if it's doing this here, it's probably doing this at home.
Yo.
Bro, if we lose power down here, I'd kind of get freaked out, I'm not going to lie.
That'd be so spooky, so spooky.
Anyway, it's thundering really hard, and I did not wear a raincoat.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Bro, you live right there.
I know, but it's just, I don't like getting rained on.
Just water. You'll be fine. I'm going to have to take a shower tonight.
You're right, I have to wash my hair anyway.
Mom just said, whoa.
Can she, oh, wow, this lightning is kind of crazy.
It's kind of crazy.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Anyway, so wait, both of these songs were mine.
We kind of had a slight hiccup.
We got a little confused.
The one that was just played, the second song, was Milk and Coffee by NoMB. And I thought it was good. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
This first song... Don't Dream It's Over by Octavio the Dweeb.
Octavio is in all caps.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that first one, Don't Dream It's Over, just, like, so calm and relaxing.
Yeah, it was
and
cool.
Such a nice vibe. That's from Amy Kessler's playlist.
Oh, Amy.
So, shout out to Amy there. I've had this one on standby for a while, but I do really like it. And then Milk and Coffee, a bit more of, like, a little, like, pop, rock, bop vibe. From the nice. Good old Discover Weekly.
Yeah, it was nice.
Bit more of a pick-me-up.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Wait, why is this whole album not available?
Wow, good thing it started playing already. Huh.
Okay, you can tell it just started downpouring because now people are screaming outside the windows.
People are screaming.
Oh.
Did you guys hear that?
Someone please tell me if you can hear the thunder.
It's kind of crazy. Thunderstorm. Okay, it says supposed to die down within the next hour.
But again, we're leaving here in 15 minutes.
Eh, it's fine.
And it's actually pouring.
Wow.
Ugh, I hate running through the rain.
No, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine.
My shoes get wet.
Bro, you live right there.
But it's so dip dip.
No. Maybe there's an umbrella in this studio. Like, I wouldn't put it past them. Like, there totally might be. My mom says she can hear it. That's wild.
Wait, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I think my parents might have gone to bed, but
it's fine. My mom says she can't see the lightning, though.
Wow. Wise words from Mrs. George.
Wow.
Anyway, should we play our last two?
Yeah, sure.
We're
running out of time. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Here we go. You've gotta be
you.
it's not.
Okay, guys, we're back.
We're back.
That was two of my songs, All of the Time by Jungle, and Shoes Too Tight by Liam Kazar. Jungle, pretty cool. I wanted to play this other song, but like either the computer was glitching or something, and I couldn't play it, so I played this song, but it was pretty cool. And then the second song, Jungle, like I've listened, I like them. We've played a couple of their songs, kind of cool. Shoes Too Tight. I must have been Discover Weekly because I don't really know Liam Kazar. But pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah, that's the story. Two of my songs because I messed up.
It's okay. It's okay. We forgive you.
Thanks, everyone. Yeah, we were kind of talking, so I can't really...
This is our gossip hour.
This is our gossip hour. We haven't seen each other in a while.
It's been crazy, man.
Yeah.
But I think we're back on track now.
Crazy movie.
Oh my god, this lightning. Is it crazy?
Yeah, we're going downtown today. I think Jack Bell is gonna drive us.
Oh my god, I forgot you're doing that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been to Porter's. Or maybe my parents took me to Porter's.
It's once. Not exactly So they have this thing that, like, Taylor and Eli are doing where they have, like, 60 beers, I think. I think it's 60 beers. And if you drink all 60 beers in, like, an unlimited time you have, you get your own, like, mug. It's, like, a cool mug. And then, yeah, it's, like, yours.
It sounds like a lot of work for one mug.
Yeah, saying it out loud. It's a pewter mug.
Oh, yeah, one of those, like, European, like, jug Maybe. Of beer things.
I don't know. Saying it out loud, it sounds uncool, but they're, like, very into it, and I'm like, cool.
Are they close to 60 beers?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, it's one of these things. It's like a jug yeah. of beer.
I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. But apparently they also have a jazz show tonight.
That sounds, like, fun.
Yeah, like, I made a reservation, and she's like, okay, you're going to be inside for the jazz show. Hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, well, I hope you guys can park close by.
I didn't even think about that. I'll get a raincoat. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
We're not going to melt.
We're not made of sugar. Wow. Okay, wow. It's 9, dog.
I guess we can sign off. I don't hear Travis yet, but maybe he's stuck in the rain and decided not to come.
We can sign off.
We can sign off. So, in case you have forgotten, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This was License to Chill. I'm Elizabeth.
And I am Hannah.
And you will hear from us next week.
Wow. This is a wild, wild show. Damn. You'll hear from us next week.
All Peace right, out. Guys.
Hope you have a good week. It has been real. Bye.
Bye.